Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third down and 4, 26 seconds to go. One play. You got one play and then you got to spike it if you don't get it. Third and 4, clock down to 19 seconds. The one shot to the end zone perhaps. Van Dyke, play fake, looks, it's deflected and intercepted by North Carolina. Heartbreak at the finish again. Deflected at the line of scrimmage and intercepted by Cedric Gray, who's the hero of the game, and the hero stands tall for Carolina. Tipped at the line of scrimmage, Gray has a second interception. Unbelievable. Miami's furious rally is going to come up short.
Matthew Wright, who has made one from 40 and another from 54 today. Just signed by the Jaguars, just brought onto the roster before this football game. Cook is the holder to win the game in London. Hold is down, kick is up, and it is
good. You gotta
good. The Jaguars beat the Dolphins with no time left, 23-20. Their first win. The Dolphins fall to 1-5 on the season.
Well, that is absolutely embarrassing, what just took place here.
I didn't coach it well enough. You know, that's on me. I got to do a better job in that situation, understanding the situation, getting them the information on the situation, and we didn't. That starts with me. I'm not doing a good enough job of getting these guys ready to play. Not playing consistently enough, so we're not coaching well enough, and we're not playing well enough. And, you know, we're just not playing consistently enough. I mean, it's in spurts. We had a couple, some positive plays, some consistent, you know, ball in the first half, and even a little bit in the second half, but we're just not putting it together. And that starts with me.
Hello, it's me.
Hello, it's me.
I was wondering
if we're ever gonna win a game. It's been tough with a lot of excuses. Oh man. All right. Good morning to everybody.
I don't even know what I mean. Me just the loss? Like, I feel like every Monday we come in here, hello, it's me. Me is just the loss, right? Like, hello again?
Hello, you picked both 2-0 weekends, so screw you.
I did. Jacksonville and the revenge game against North Carolina. And what happened? I mean, you summed it up, Joe.
Very hard.
Joe summed it up. I don't know if Joe summed it up before Jason Taylor did, because Jason Taylor and Hollis, are you kidding me?
It was a rough one. And by the way, whatever you think of the Canes and North Carolina, and I know Canes fans have had it, and you know it's a tough loss, and the guys hung in there. Tyler Van Dyke couldn't have played much worse than he did overall. And they had a chance to win at the end after everything he's gone through. And as a freshman quarterback, getting his feet wet, I get it's part of the whole thing. But nothing was as bad as what happened yesterday in London. You lost to a team that has no clue how to win. And by the way, They tried to hand that game back to you so many times, so many times. Fourth and one, stop them. Great play. All right, Christian Wilkins, strip, sack, fumble recovery by Zach. All these things happen, you're going, they don't want to win this game either. They don't want to win, so let's just go out. We can't get a first down. We can't move the ball. Drop a couple. Lack of confidence. Coaching. Boy, coaching is not getting a hall pass today. And the last play of the game might have been the most embarrassing. And I got to be honest while I'm saying that, because it's their job to know that, not ours. I thought for sure it was going to be a Hail Mary and never thought anything else with 5 seconds left. And so we took away the outside stuff, which they had a timeout. It didn't matter. And it's quicker past what they did. It was pretty smart, actually, very smart. If we got to give Urban Meyer some credit and his coaching staff on that one. So they just throw it, slide just enough to get the first down, and all of a sudden it goes from a 62-yard field goal or punt and just let's get it into overtime to 53-yard makeable, a guy with a big old foot. And, I mean, he split the uprights on the one you just heard. And you just really got caught. And coach came out and said, we're a little too loose. Everything comes into play there. And especially when you don't need the sideline. They got timeout no matter what they do, as long as it's, you know, enough to get the first down. So, anyway, and then you leave them around. You got 259 yards in the first half. When was the last time a Miami Dolphins team had 259 yards in the first half in this thing? And so we only score one touchdown, get a holding call that takes it down to the one-yard line where you're going to score for sure and make it 14 right off the bat, get two quick drives for touchdowns. And instead, the next thing you know, it's 13-10 at the half, and Jacksonville's got the ball in the second half, and yes, they take the lead. Just
they do a good job of finding ways to lose.
Well, they haven't put together, not right. even close to a complete game. I don't know. I know the coaching and this team doesn't match, and the players don't match up. It's just a real bad marriage. It's just frustrating to watch. The offensive line still not very good, even though they didn't give up a sack. I wouldn't get carried away. I thought Tua was fine, except for the one that he threw when he did have time. Threw it right to a guy. He got a guy wide open over the top that he's got to just put air under. And instead, he throws it after they turn the ball over. He gives it right back. But outside of that, I mean, he had a few plays. But for the most part, he did. Had a nice – ran a couple of times. He could slide. He got enough to get the first downs. He made a lot of good throws. Running backs dropped a couple on him. Gaskin has one that if you catch it, not saying it's an easy play, but if you catch the ball, keeps the – you know, you're moving. Instead, you have a challenge, and we go back-to-back. You may never see that again. Back-to-back challenges that you lose. Like, right. You can't make that up either. You can just go on and on. Fourth down, when you go for it, now you're not going for it, you go for it. Hell, if I'm bad, I'm going for it every time. My guys disagree with me.
No, you're right.
But whether you're an 0-5 team or a 1-4 team.
You got nothing to lose.
And as long as you're not, like, in stupid field position, but if you're on their side of the football, like, go for it. Go for it. You get a stop. Maybe you give up three. Maybe you don't give up anything. I mean, Jacksonville's not exactly going to win a lot of games this year. That's a bad team. Really good quarterback when he's got time to throw, yeah. But a really – really bad team. Let's not all of a sudden look at our stats and think that they're good. Lack of confidence. Coach says the same thing every week. You know, it's on me, and I got to do a better job. And we'll probably hear they had good practices this week, and it just didn't, you know,
translate onto the
football field. That's good. There's a couple we're going to have to use on the coach that he can't use anymore. Right. He's not allowed to use. But it's a really, really bad loss. And, again, you lost to a team. You want to talk about no idea how to win close games or games at all? They had lost 20 straight games, and you get your quarterback back. Now, you're down a bunch of guys. That's a whole different topic with some guys that can't play. If it's me, if you guys can play, great, but if you're a little banged up and you don't feel it and call your agent if he says, you know, you can't, that's fine. We'll just play. I'll play with Matt Collins. Matt Collins can be my guy. He'll play on all special teams. He'll run around, and he'll play with passion. I'm taking Mac. Matt Collins can play on my team.
Wish I had more guys like Matt
Collins. Matt's running around making tackles and just wants to be out there playing and going crazy. Waddle, they got the ball too. They actually did some good things. They got Gesicki and Waddle the ball a lot to keep them hanging around the game, which, by the way, I have never seen. You talk about bad defense. Mike Gesicki run around in the middle of the field wide open, and I mean he will never be this open on most of his catches like he was yesterday. May never happen again where he is that open.
If you're the defensive coordinator and you find out all those guys are out before the game, don't you think Mike Gesicki's going to be probably the number one target or very close to it?
Well, listen,
they
he was
him,
good.
You're right. They left
Smythe,
him open a lot.
They attacked the middle of the field. Right. Their safety says, by the way, great job by our friend from Jacksonville talking about safeties can't cover. All they can do is hit, and he's right. They can't cover.
Right.
They can't cover anybody. So anyway, it was a crazy game. You know, anyway, we got fooled with I'm not sure. It looked like the coach literally was as surprised as we were, and we were surprised. But I'm not the head coach,
of course. Right? I mean,
you like, okay, time. What can you do in 5 seconds? They call it the slide play. That's what they ran. Oh yeah, we work on that all the time. Instead of going out, keep a timeout. How far can you go? And had it down. That is great coaching for a team that's not very well coached. But they came up with that. That was a great call with 1 second. I mean, close. But they timed it, had the timeout ready to go once his ass hit the ground, and they got the first down. And then bring out the kicker, looked like he's about 14 years old. And
who's been on the team about his
cup
look
of coffee.
Right. I mean,
you get to go to London. Our other guy's terrible. Right. You're kicking. And, he's going to have a job for a while. He kicks like that.
Joe, the team is broken. The team is broken. That's what it is. They're broken. They don't play well. They play down to competition. Or maybe that's just what
I don't know if they play down. I just think they're bad.
I think they're broken.
They're not consistent. They have their moments where they make a few plays and you get your hope. This thing about it's obviously that the first drive is scripted. It's got to be because after that we turn back into somebody else. But march right down, feel, make it look easy, nice passes, getting it around, flipping it around to different guys, doing things. It was bad. And there's a lot of stuff. Players aren't good enough. Front office not good enough. Coaching's not good enough. Play calling still. You know, everybody's under a microscope when things are going like this. And still, even though Christian Wilkins looked like he had a good game and there were a few guys that played well and offensively a couple of guys had good games on the outside, I thought Waddle played as well as he could, and Mike Gesicki was great out there running around, except for maybe getting a first down on a couple. He's got to run his routes a little deeper and make sure he's got a first down before, on third down, you can't have a third and six and go 5 yards. And
no, come on.
Right. That happened.
Zach is right, though. Like, everyone's to scream about firing, you know, the GM and the coach and all this other nonsense, but there's something wrong from a player personnel standpoint. There's something wrong with this
team.
Yeah,
but you put the team together.
But it's not just,
right.
And
it's
but the team shouldn't be this bad. There's just something deeper. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but Hollywood,
right now, but
they put the team, no matter how you look at it, they put my ex-wife and wife in the same room.
But did the coaches not put them in position in the first half of that game to win? I mean, you got to, at some point, the players have to go out and make a damn play and execute. And it's just like, I mean, you get the ball down to the 1 yard line, you get it pulled back because of a holding penalty. I mean, you had so many chances in the first half of that game, I felt like, just to put that team away.
But this is what's been
going
on
all
season.
And again, I'm sick of everybody, you know, oh, we want to fire this guy and fire that guy and whatever. I mean, the player's got to make a play. At some point in time, someone's got to step up and make a play.
Well, if you're not winning games and you're losing to bad teams, and you're right. By the way, you're right. The players are responsible, but it's not working.
It's different on Sundays. I mean, these guys are making millions of dollars. Like, go make a damn play one time. Like,
you're right about that, but Joe's right about the fact that somebody put this team together on paper.
And so, somebody
and whoever did that needs to take responsibility today.
We had great chemistry last year. That group
was
unbelievable, and this group looks like it's completely different. Now I know your starting corners are out, and you got all your top receivers out. But you're playing Jacksonville, man. You are playing Jacksonville. Those wide receivers are a threat to no one, that group of guys right. playing, even though I know a couple of them ended up, Marvin Jones ended up having a nice game, and and a couple of other guys were okay. You just
but there's no world beaters on that team. There wasn't. Maybe the quarterback in a couple of
years. Scored
20
points right. against Jacksonville.
Right. How does that happen?
He scored 20 points against Jacksonville. That's got to be a 30-plus game. And, you know, you leave some points on the field, some third downs. Actually, your third down, you're actually really good. And you come up short on a couple, and the Gaskin play at the end of the game, and the fourth and one, you can't get the 1 yard, which we've seen that show before. So it's pretty frustrating. But you think all of a sudden things are after that loss? Like, they were looking, going Jacksonville, Atlanta, back-to-back weeks. Chance for us to get back
right.
almost 500.
The get-right games, right.
And now that happens? Oh.
But so here's the question. Like, and again, I completely agree with Zach. I think the team's completely broken at this point. What do you do to shake things up?
I don't even know.
You can't.
I mean, what do you do?
You have to play the season
but
out.
You have to shake things up in some way, shape, or form. The players just look like they're just something's
okay.
missing badly
you got,
for
you got
team.
53 guys. You don't have a recruiting class so you can just, your young recruiting class, give more playing time to. So
no,
what do you
I
do?
I know, but Joe, you got to do something.
Well, wait a sec. You
up.
Can't just say got to do something.
I mean,
it's a 53-man roster. Basically, the veteran players on the team got guaranteed contracts for the rest of the year. These are the best players you have. What are you going to get on the open market, man? Who's sitting at home right now, Woody, that's so much better?
There isn't. There's no
hell,
answer.
They'll come here. They'll play badly, too.
I just think, you got to find a way to, motivate, shake things up, something.
I think Stephen Ross needs to come in this morning and have a conversation with Chris Greer and then let him go. I think Chris Greer's done.
If that's the answer, that's the answer. Because but you got to shake things up.
You
got to
do something here, and everyone's right. That's the difference. Everyone at this the trio is right. The players aren't playing well. The team is put together on paper by one person. The coaching stinks right now, but it has to go from the top down. Chris Greer put this team together. When he came into the season, he thought this was a team that was better than 10-6.
Sadly, I just don't think that accomplishes anything.
No, but
you
can't accomplish much right now.
They're not.
That's the message. The message is that the general manager is gone and a new GM is coming in. So you got a couple games left this season to show your best. Otherwise, the new GM is going to come in here and clean house.
Well, there's a whole bunch of different parts to the general manager thing. Who, by the way, I don't think's done a very good job either. Don't trust me. He just had the two biggest drafts in the history of the franchise, and
it might have blown him.
Here we are, but. As far as getting rid of the front office, things deep, because you got to go back and look at scouts. You got to look at the people around you.
But Chris Greer has all these people working under him.
Somebody needs to get all that information, and then all those cute move up, move down, move all around, and that stuff. I am always been a believer. You take the best friggin' guy. Don't get cute. Take the best guy where you're picking, and go for it.
And get better as a team.
We got a little
cute. I think
you
have to try to find a way to turn this around. You still have, 11 games left to play, and you don't have a pick. So it's not like you can even.
No, Philadelphia.
You can't be sitting here this morning like, oh, okay, you know what? We suck. Let's just tank. Like, you can't even do that.
No.
So I don't know.
But,
you have to find a way
to turn
this thing around.
Well, there is somebody happy. Philadelphia is very happy about what's going on right now.
Yeah, they're picking third right now because of the Dolphins.
They got a pick. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Manny Diaz is going to join us at 7 o'clock this morning, and we'll talk, and the heat is on in Coral Gables as well. And we'll talk to Manny. Hey, the Panthers off to a nice start. Sam Bennett goes for a nice little hat trick. They're 2-0. Big Bob also looked good. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Got a great game this Thursday night. The heat opened up with the Milwaukee Bucks. My God, what a great opener that is at home.
Revenge. Yeah.
We'll take a quick break.
Selling a little. Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back in a moment. All right, welcome back. This is going to be a regular Monday morning.
I hope
tradition
not.
That we have Jeez. Now is ripping our friggin' teams. As bad one. It's going to be hard to beat this one, though. It really is.
This was a bad weekend.
You lost to Jacksonville, right, who had lost 20 straight games. 20 straight games, and they're not very good. Let's not make it sound, even though their quarterback, when he's got time, he did make some ridiculous throws. But let's not get carried away about how good. They tried to give it back to us. They tried to give it to
not
you
once,
early.
Not twice.
Yeah. They tried to give you a big, go here, take a big lead early in the game and put us away. And no, we'll screw that up. No, we'll keep it close, and we get the ball in the second half to start, and we'll have a chance to take the lead. But also, late in the game, when they looked like they might get rolling, they're like fourth and one, get stopped. Christian Wilkins makes a great play, gets a sack, strip, recovered by Sealer. So they got a couple of plays like they didn't want the game either. Then even at the game, they couldn't even move the friggin' thing. And then the play – that I'm guessing we're going to talk about. We've had some crazy plays this year. Anyway, instead of a Hail Mary, they, with 5 seconds left, if you missed it, they throw on 4th and 8 a quick 9-yard pass. By the way, I give them credit, man, because you talk about one I didn't see coming. I'd be a complete fraud if I went, yep, they didn't. I saw that coming. No, I did not see that coming. I thought they were going to throw it up. Thought a little Mike Gesicki in the end zone and go get it, big fella. Jump up about 11 feet, make a catch, and or bat the ball away and, or intercept it. And instead, they throw a pass.
It's ballsy.
Quick.
Yeah, it's ballsy play.
Got just enough for the first down, got the quick timeout, and you look up and there's 1 second left, and all of a sudden, instead of a 62-yard Hail Mary, it's a 53-yard field goal, and that kid split the uprights.
Split the uprights. Kid, right?
Just brought the first one in to get it tied up, and then the second one, he just said, I'm not messing around on this. And makes the kick. So you get caught not expecting it. I guess the coach came out and said, we're a little too loose on the play. So the 9 yards and get a little bit closer. They can all make 53-yarders. Not anybody in the league that can't, you start dancing around that 60. That's that's a hit or miss, although he probably would have made it from there. Who knows? But
you see that stat that they hadn't made a field goal all season?
Yeah.
Until that game?
Until those two.
Yeah. Are you kidding? With a guy that they brought in about an hour before the game.
So I got – yeah, well, he was on the practice
squad. I get it.
But, yeah, so before the game, I'm like, let me look at this again. You know, look, they had to have a field goal by now, and you realize, and the guy's still on the roster? So, yeah, that was another one. But there was
– you summed it up, Joe. It was embarrassing yesterday.
Fourth downs, all over the place on fourth downs. Challenges, back-to-back challenge. You may never see that again. Back-to-back play challenges.
Oh,
I almost
too, right?
forgot that that took place. And
you think it touched his finger, by the way? On the you think it was close? Right? It was a fingernail.
So the thing is, they couldn't get that close enough.
I know.
Shot of it. Sometimes when the big games, they can freeze it and get real close.
NBC's got that thing, right? Like the E, like NBC, it goes all the way to
They
like,
didn't have it in London.
I know.
This is what happens when you get that game.
Right.
They didn't have that camera.
It was close, though. It was really close.
They weren't going to overturn it,
no.
I guess, but I did think for
Look
a second.
Look what you're relying on to try to win the
no,
game.
No, you're right. You're right. That's where we are, though.
Grazing a guy's
But that's where you are. Like, look around the league. Look around the league at the teams that are winning each week or blowing teams out or 5-1 at this point or even 4-2, whatever it is. They're not worried about that stuff. We are. We're 1-5. That's where we're at.
And the sad part is you go back and go, wow, Tua is 33 for 47, 329 yards, had the one bad throw, had another bad play where he could have rolled out and either got the first down.
Right, it was
or,
a 3rd-and-2 or something. Right,
thrown
I know.
To a wide open yep. receiver and whatever it was, yep. just missed it. But outside of that, 33 of 47. About 70% completion, whatever, 329, two touchdowns, one pick, and he ran for a couple of first downs, was smart enough, heads up, stayed in the pocket when it was collapsing. Again, I didn't think the offensive line was that good. They were good enough, and he was smart enough to get rid of the ball a couple of times and hung in the pocket as long as he could to make some throws. I didn't.
You held in the what 3 out of 12 on third downs. Like I mean, you that was good. These are good stats. Problem is the score. At the end
defensively,
of the game.
Yeah,
I'm saying defensively. 12. Right,
for
right.
For a defense that was dead last. And
that was one of the things we talked about. That they can't stop guys. And then look, 3 of 12, and you did a good job, and you still lose the game. You found ways to lose the game. That's the problem. Bad teams find ways.
Well, they're a bad team.
Yeah.
Well, let me read you an early text here. Someone's talking about Flores has lost the team. It's over. And do you believe that, Joe? You're close to this thing. Do you believe he's lost the team?
So I don't believe it. I don't believe he's lost the team. I
didn't see him quit yesterday, right? They're just terrible.
No, so here's the thing. And people have a right to whatever they think when they see it. And the whole thing when you see bad football for the first six games of the season, probably not going to change a whole lot. But that does come out, right? People go, you've lost the team. He got guys that don't like him, I'm sure, because of his personality. Well, he had guys that didn't like Don Shula the whole time. Sometimes it was easy to dislike Coach Shula, to be honest, because he was tough.
But there was respect level there.
So I just can't, for the life of me, of all the football coaches, and some were just no-brainers, like, you got to get rid of him. He lost the team. Cam Cameron lost the friggin' team.
Right.
This thing is. There's a lot of stuff's got to be answered, including between the head coach and GM, who's picking players. That's a big one. And whatever it is going forward, if you keep Coach Flores, he gets very little say in players. He should be like, here's what we're doing, and he should just nod his head and go, great. That's the kind of guy. We want to show you who we like, but I don't know. I know they're on the same page. I think Chris Greer wants to get along with everybody. I think Chris Greer wants to be everybody's best friend. But these drafts that we've had.
They've been bad.
They're just not good enough for the amount of picks that you've had, and I'm not going to break down the 5-1s and the 4-2s because you guys pretty soon are going to ask me to stop. It's getting old. Iggy had to play yesterday. I was going to get to that. You had to play him. You had to put him out there and play him. And this is a game to play him because these receivers, by the way, none of them are going to any Pro Bowls anytime soon.
If they have that guy covering them all season
right.
in May.
So
Marvin Jones is going to go to a Pro Bowl if every week he's covered by Iggy.
He got pretty good coverage with the receivers, but this is the same problem he has. There's an instinct when you're there to find the ball or find by the reaction of the receiver going up. Nobody does it better than Xavien Howard. Even Byron Jones is pretty good at it, batting the ball away, not intercepting it, but at least getting his hand on the ball. And he just doesn't have this. He doesn't have it. So I saw some of the guys going, well, he had pretty good coverage. Well, yeah, he's always got pretty good coverage.
He's got no instincts.
There's no feel. And again, you got to see this in college. I just think it's something you either have or you don't have, and you can't just develop. Because he goes up for the ball, it just looks awkward, and last second jumping up, and he's not jumping in close to the receiver so he can still get his hands up and make a clean catch.
He's a good athlete, but he just doesn't have the instincts of a DB.
He's a first-round athlete.
Right.
Most of these guys that we've talked about through the years have been good first-round athletes. I understand
that. But can they play football? That's the problem.
But we can't take guys on potential and his upside. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear upside and potential. Here's another one we got with our tackle and our corner that drive me nuts. Two of the youngest players in the NFL.
Right.
What the F does that have to do with anything, whether he's 20, 21, or 22? What's that have to do with anything? And those are three things I keep thinking about with Austin Jackson and Noah Igbinoghene going back to the draft was, major upside. Young guys haven't played that position that long, don't have that many starts, but from what we've seen, major upside. They're going to develop.
Glenn.
How about taking a guy in the first round that's friggin' ready to go that you know you can put in there and he can play? How about at least like Liam Eichenberg? 38 starts at Notre Dame at left tackle. Graded out really well. Okay, take that guy. Not the guy on, major upside.
Right.
Major.
What's that going to
do? I don't want any more major upside. I want major now.
Here's a text from someone who's having a rough morning. Who gets fired first, Manny Flores or Brian Diaz, he says.
Brian Diaz.
Or Manny Flores.
He's having a rough morning this day.
Well, listen, we got Manny coming up, and that was the way it started. Woody, I sent Woody, I go, if this thing ends up, 28-10? Or I was like, man.
When Joe was texting me, it was really bad. And I go, hey, maybe they'll, and I didn't believe that when I sent that to you. I said, maybe they'll come back and give it an effort. And North Carolina's an atrocious football team, man. I mean, they're not good either. So I don't know.
They look good running the ball.
They sure did.
And their quarterback thought he was Larry Zonka. He just decided to forget throwing it.
Right.
I'm going to friggin' try to run guys over and run.
What is that guy doing?
No.
Showing all his skills off.
He goes, it's not about you guys anymore. Now I'm showing all my skill set. By the way, this running quarterback thing, it seems to be big with all these guys. Well, I'm going to show him.
Did he decide he's not a top pick anymore? He's just going to use his body as a battering ram?
No, he just decided at that point we ran for 800 yards last year against this team. I could run for 100 against this team. I could do that and show off.
I think he knew the UM secondary doesn't tackle real well. It's pretty safe.
They still had their shot at the end to win. Which
how
is
about
amazing.
That? How about getting those stops late
in
the
credit.
Game?
They didn't quit. They certainly
No.
They did not quit.
Whatever you say, they did not quit. And by the way, the quarterback, he's lucky that everybody's injured. It's not a shot at him. He's a young guy, and he's going to make mistakes. But I thought he and Garcia were really close coming out of spring football. From watching them both throw at the final scrimmage, he would have been in there, would he? Would you agree?
I think you probably would have mixed up the quarterback situation at some point in that game, yes.
See if not necessarily this game, but maybe even the last game.
Right. It would have been something going on there instead of just handing the
But
the keys
he does
off, right?
He does make some runs. He did make a couple throws. He missed some.
This is, by the way, where we're at, football in our town. We're talking about which team was trying.
And which locker room hasn't given
they
up
on the coach.
They
tried really hard. Right. They did. North Carolina, man.
We're just getting started this morning.
It's sad.
Gets tougher
sad
for the Canes,
football,
by the way,
man.
This weekend, so that'll be nice.
Sounds like Chappelle. We're just getting started.
All right.
We're just getting rock and roll. Hey, by the way, I do have some good news, though. The not insurance.
This is car insurance.
Panthers. Panthers
right,
off
thank
to
God
a nice
for the Panthers
start.
Right now.
Sam Bennett gets a hat trick in the second friggin' game. Big Bob, man. I know Goldie said, hey, Joe, Big Bob, different guy, man. A little different. Looks like he worked on some things and looks like a different guy. We got finally the Heat going to start up here Thursday night at home against Milwaukee. Can't wait for that. That'll be therapy, that game. That's just going to be pure 100% therapy to have that basketball team back and playing and probably end up being a really good basketball game to watch. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. 305-567-056. I wish I'd have a Monday where we came in and went, Yahoo! This is fun, man. We'll be right back.
All right, well, before we take the break, pour yourself a glass of Zaffarum if you're sitting at your house. I know it's only 6:40 in the morning, but I think at this point, talking about football, you might need it. And football season is here, so guess what? If you're tailgating or you're watching football at your house or you're going to your favorite bar, whatever it is, get some Zaffarum. Enjoy the football season with some Zaffarum. It's unlike any other rum that I've ever had before because it's aged in bourbon oak casks. So if you're looking for an upscale luxurious spirit, there are two different bottles, either the 21-year-aged bottle or the limited edition 30-year-aged bottles of Zaffarum. Perfectly balanced with a taste of fruit and spice, and it has such an elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks. Great for top-shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks, and it's great with your favorite cigar. Even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommend Zaffarum by saying, with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. They've received so many prestigious awards and recognitions. If you haven't tried Zaffarum yet, you really are missing out. So, if you're going to that tailgate party and you want to bring it to another level, bring a bottle of Zaffarum with you. Let them enjoy it just like I have, and you can thank me after that. Just ask for it at your favorite retailer, restaurant, or bar. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. They're social media friendly at Zaffarum, Z-A-F-R-A. Zaffarum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And
after the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Remember, there is no rum without Zaffra.
To me, it doesn't matter how I perform today. We lost. It's tough to kind of critique how I performed or how any of our guys performed. Right now, it's tough in the locker room right now. So we'll take a look at that when we get back to Florida, and we'll take those corrections and learn from them.
All right, welcome back here on a Monday morning. By the way, one other thing that I'm still not sure it's for this offensive line who's claiming they're going to keep these guys together stat-wise, they didn't give up all the bad stats and sacks. As a matter of fact, the game was sack-free because of Tua, who did a real nice job. I thought Tua had a good game, had a real good game. Not great. But the game plan, what they did, his sliding, his running, I didn't know where he's going to be because I get that crack ribs aren't all of a sudden healthy after 3 or 4 weeks. I get it takes longer than that. So hung in the pocket. He wasn't looking and worried about getting hit. He made some throws. I thought he did a lot of good things. Made a really bad interception late. Terrible interception after we got a takeaway and gave a right back. But outside of that, he was fine. He was 33 for 47, 329 yards, ran for a couple of first downs. He did a lot of good things, actually. But just tells you, even doing that, all that stuff, I tell you, he goes 33 for 47 for 329 yards, you're going, wow, we must scored a few touchdowns.
Right.
And actually, we just scored 20 points in the whole game. Couldn't score in the second half and just kind of bogged down again. And I don't know. And by the way, I know the three-headed monster coaches that are calling plays and who's kind of given, and one that can critique the play and the other can give it and the other can add something onto it, a little motion or a different formation. I don't know, but I know one thing. It's going to continue to stay under a microscope as long as you continue to struggle offensively, even after all the yards you had yesterday, including 259 first half yards and score 13 points. That's hard to do.
Yeah, that's very hard to do.
259 first half yards and score 13 points. As you can guess, yeah, it was demoralizing. And they score before the half. They're going, man, this is going to be nice. We just got a late score, and we get the ball to start the second half. Hell, we go in there and get our best plays and come back out here, and they let us hang around. The old Dolphins, man, I'll tell you what, our brothers in the state of Florida are feeling generous today because they're letting us hang around, and we'll get rolling here. We're going to make a few adjustments, and we got a few guys we want to attack and a few things we want to get after and run the ball better, and we think there's some things we can do. And then they still didn't want to win. Late in the game, we stop them on fourth and one. We get a strip sack on Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
All these things, you're going, man, they don't want to win the game either. They don't want to win the game. Except we didn't want to win it either because we don't know how to win football games either.
Doesn't look like it.
No, it's bad. Seathan Carter, a terrible hold that would have put you at the one-yard line that was going to go in there and give you a quick 14 points and, you know, maybe get you rolling a little bit. But this group, there's just – you know how you put some times together? I remember the time that Don Shula had all those first-round picks. Zach, I don't remember exactly how many it was. It was a Marino team that ended up losing, like, their last six or seven games. Matter of fact, I think they started, like, 9-2. And then they lost the rest of their games. But they had some ridiculous amount of first-round picks from round league. It was the most the Miami Dolphin teams ever had. Had everybody else's first-round picks. And it just – the team just didn't have good chemistry. It looked really good on paper. And you're looking at all these guys that had good seasons last year and stuff. And you just realize in the way the front seven performed together, confusion, one-on-one, they'd win, all those things. And they put this group of guys together and whatever they've added or – and it's just
– nothing meshes.
It just doesn't come together. And, you know, this coach, you know, he's not afraid to change coaches maybe too much. Maybe that's it too. Maybe you've added some guys and put some guys in charge. Maybe Chan Gailey and the stability of one guy having all the say-so. Maybe there's something to that.
Gailey. At least his teams last year got 25 points a game. Average that.
So, anyway, and the offensive line, I don't even know what to say. All those draft picks.
There's nothing to say. They're not very good right now. And they have not developed.
I don't know if we're playing the right. I don't know if we're still. I don't know if we still have all five guys in the right position.
Spots. I know.
I'm still not sure. Robert Hunt's not a better tackle than guard. I'm not sure. Are you? Are you out there sure? Anyway, hey, we got to go to break because Manny Diaz, man, he had a rough one. Oh, he had a rough one. Coming back down inside the 20, thinking, man, they might win this thing. End up tip ball, and that's just the way things are going. Manny Diaz will join us from the U in just a second. We'll talk to him. Zach, what do you got for me?
All right, well, it's the Dolphins Monday, by the way. It's brought to you by Gunther Volkswagen in Fort Lauderdale. Get your new Volkswagen with Gunther Plus at Gunther Volkswagen Fort Lauderdale or online at GuntherVW.net. For car buying done your way, you got to go to Gunther. Like Joe said, Manny Diaz is going to join us, the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, at the top of the hour. And by the way, I want to ask you a question. If you own a business right now and you're looking to get out, God, and you don't know what to do, who to call, well, I've got the answer for you. It's a main man, Anthony Caliendo in FNBC, Florida. That's right. They will help you get the most for your business. How do you know when it's time to sell your business? Well, you might not. You might not know exactly when it is. Maybe you're just kind of getting tired of running the business. Well, if that's the case, Anthony Caliendo, the main man, is going to do it for you. Because if your business is profitable or not, worth $100,000 or $100 million, there's a buyer for every business out there. And do you even know what your business is worth? Because if you don't right now, you need to call Anthony Caliendo and get an evaluation of your business. He's going to come and do it for you. It's a $2,500 value. He's going to give it to you for free. That's right. You can call Anthony Caliendo, the main man, right now at 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Let him evaluate your business, tell you what it's worth, and then let that marketing machine, that's right, Anthony Caliendo, market your business and get you top dollar for your business. You can call them today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. Or go to the website, themainman.com. Sell your business fast and get the most cash right now. Right now is the time. You want to get out? Anthony Caliendo is going to help you and get the most for your business. That's what he does. He is, like I said, a marketing machine. Let him sell your business. Let him get you retired and let you get the most money for your business as well. That's also going to help. TheMainMan.com is the website. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN is the phone number. 800-843-6246. Sell your business. Get the most cash with the main man, Anthony Caliendo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.